Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
The best of Sean Hannity is on now.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jetliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin-yang, come along.
Has Kamala Harris been down to see these detention facilities?
She has not.
Has any Democratic senator on this committee been down to see the Biden cages?
I will once again disagree with your use of terminology.
I misspoke. 55 corporations in the Fortune 500 made $40 billion last year, did not pay one single penny in taxes. Who knows who pays it? Y'all pay it, as they say in Southern Delaware. Y'all.
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity. The new Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. This is a special edition of the Sean Hannity Show. America trapped behind enemy lines. Day number 96. 96. Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. In a minute, we're going to get to our friend John Solomon, editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com and Congressman Lance Gooden of Texas. There's breaking news about Joe Biden, and we've talked a lot about his lies. $3.5 trillion is going to cost you zero. Cost you zero. Cost you zero. If you make less than $400,000, you're not going to pay a penny. Well, paying $1.50 more for gasoline and $1,000 more to heat our home and paying more for everything we buy, and the people getting hurt are the poor and the middle class in America. Anyway, like travel agents prepping for customers for a cruise, you have these nonprofits. This is investigative reporting by John, working with the Biden administration, creating detailed itineraries and information packets to help, get this, illegal immigrants travel to wherever they want to go in the U.S. Now, we've already documented the preferential treatment of illegal immigrants in this country. There's no COVID testing because Jen Psaki lied and told us they're not going to be here very long. There's no vaccine mandates. And then, of course, we're finding in every state, usually obscure, out-of-the-way airports, FBOs, as they call them,
We see that illegal immigrants are being dropped off in states all across the country in the dark of night. When confronted over being dropped off in the dark of night, Jen Psaki lies and says, well, no, 4 a.m., but that would be an early morning flight. No, that would be in the dark of night, so nobody sees it. Anyway, it's a pretty amazing investigative report. Let me play for you this report from outside a California hotel housing illegal immigrants. I want you to hear this.
I'm in San Diego, California, standing in one of many hotels that the state of California and NGOs are using to launder federal money and shuttle asylum seekers from across the border and out into the rest of the United States. Behind me is one of those hotels. This is a Wyndham. It's shut down. If you call, they say they're under construction or closed for COVID. But in fact, there's a lot of action behind me. There is a wall up. They're very secret about what they're doing. And what happens and what we've seen in the last day or two is a constant flow of buses. Asylum seekers, various immigrants who have crossed the border get off the bus. They stay for one or two nights, and then they are taken to the airport where they are given instructions for how to get past TSA without going through proper security checks and without IDs. And then they get on the plane of their choice. They're given packets by these organizations with confirmation numbers and instructions on how to assimilate. They're told to put their kids in school in whatever community they end up in, and to ignore the request to show up to a court date. And so what you're seeing is government-funded lawbreaking. And if it's so great, why is it so secret? Why do they have these fences up? Why do they refuse to let people in? Why do they refuse to answer questions? And we're seeing this all along the border here in California. It's a shame, it's a disgrace, and it's the last stopping point before these asylum seekers, these illegal immigrants who have broken our law from day one, are sent to the airport and out to our communities.
Now, remember, I've been saying not only is Joe Biden and the Democrats not enforcing the laws of this land, they have the ability to change them if they don't like them. But we don't get to pick and choose which laws we like and don't like and which ones we'll obey and don't obey. Right. They're aiding and abetting in the law breaking. Listen to what that report just said. On top of that, remember the first question from Peter Ducey to Joe Biden. Is it true your administration is going to be paying $450,000 per person if they were separated from their families? That's garbage. Why are you reporting that garbage? That's never going to happen.
There are reports that were surfacing that your administration is planning to pay illegal immigrants who are separated from their families at the border up to $450,000 each, possibly $1 million per family. Do you think that that might incentivize more people to come over illegally?
If you guys keep sending that garbage out, yeah, but it's not true.
So this is a garbage report?
Yeah.
Okay. So
$450,000 per person. Is that what you're saying?
That was separated from a family member at the border under the last administration.
That's not going to happen.
Let's get it straight. You said everybody coming across the border gets $450,000.
The number was what you had a problem.
The number I was referring to.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
Sure.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, he's gone. You deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance. What that will be, I have no idea.
2 days later, he's advocating for the policy. I don't know what's worse, that he didn't know it was his own administration's policy, or that he embraces the idiotic idea of paying people not respecting our laws, borders, and sovereignty. Anyway, one of these prototype packets, if you will, that you just heard about in that report out of California, was provided by a whistleblower to Congressman Lance Gooden of Texas, which undermines Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary's claim that the southern border is closed. He's lying through his teeth. They've all been lying through their teeth. John Solomon blows this wide open in a new report that he just put out. The headline at justthenews.com is Welcome Packet Reveals Concierge Travel Service for Biden Illegals Courtesy of Nonprofits. And John Solomon joins us now, as well as Congressman Lance Gooden of Texas. How are you both?
Great. Thank you for having us.
Thanks, yeah.
John, let's start with your news report. I tried to give a summary. There's a lot more to it. I'll let you fill in the blanks.
Yeah, listen, we all remember the commercial after the Super Bowl. Congratulations, Eli Manning. You won the Super Bowl. Where are you going? I'm going to Disney World. Well, this is what's happening at the border. Congratulations. You just crossed the border illegally. Where would you like to go in the United States? Oh, I want to go to Louisiana. Well, here's a package. Here's how you get on the plane. Here are free tickets. Here's an airline thing. Here's some lawyers that'll help you fight your deportation. And here's a letter you give to the TSA saying you don't have to go through normal ID check at the airport like you and I do, because you don't have that identification because you dropped it before you came into the border. So we're going to let you on the airline. Otherwise, Congressman Gooden has exposed one of the greatest trafficking operations that have ever occurred. Donald Trump solved this problem. He created the Remain in Mexico program so that people had to stay. Joe Biden, despite a court's order, has obliterated that program. Even the court says they need to follow it. And they're letting in these refugees seeking refugee status, and they're moving them around like they were a gigantic travel service. Really big public service that Congressman Gooden did for this country, exposing this.
Congressman, let's ask you, this prototype packet that you got a hold of from a whistleblower, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, you know, we got this packet, and it was almost unbelievable. And the packets that they're providing them detail how to get around TSA, how to board a flight, and how to assimilate.
Let me slow you down. Sure. How to get around TSA with specific instructions and answers, right?
Yes, and it actually has a letter that is in most of these packets that says, "Hi, this undocumented passenger does not have the appropriate documentation, but they are not a risk. Please admit them through security." And in many cases, we've spoken to federal air marshals. You know, they board the plane first. They say to the pilot, "Hey, I'm on board. I've got a gun, just an FYI." They're supposed to be the first people on the plane, so other passengers don't know who the armed air marshal is. In many cases, these air marshals have boarded and seen these immigrants pre-boarded. So you've got a plane full of regular passengers and also immigrants who are aware of who the armed people are. It's totally crazy.
I mean, this is madness. So now we have, John Solomon, a situation where illegal immigrants get no COVID testing because we're told, we're lied to, and we're told they're not going to be here very long. That's a lie. Then there's no vaccine mandate. You get the added preferential treatment because Americans are forced to get the vaccine if they're working, right? Now you get free transportation to the state of your choice. You get dropped in the dark of night, but it's called an early morning flight. And this is now the United States government, led by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, his border czar, now actively engaged in not only not enforcing the law, but aiding and abetting law breaking. What do you think, John Solomon, would happen if Sean Hannity did this?
Oh, I'd be raising a bail fund for you because you'd be behind bars right now. There's no doubt about it. Listen, one of the amazing things is we took the packet that the congressman gave us and we went to the organization, the nonprofit that was in that packet helping that particular immigrant. And they say to us, they tell you, listen, our goal is to get rid of the Remain in Mexico policy. It's cruel and inhuman. They actually admit that their goal is to defy the current law of the land and try to circumvent it by bringing these immigrants into the country when they were supposed to stay in Mexico until their asylums were decided. And they're working in concert with the Homeland Security Secretary. This is a well-oiled human trafficking machine. We've taken organizations in the history of the United States and put people in prison for human trafficking. Our government and nonprofits are doing it with impunity and no consequence.
It's pretty unbelievable. Now that you have this information, what are your options, Congressman?
Well, we're filing legislation, but there's a key point that I want to mention that we haven't talked about, and it's not just the government that's in on this scam, but these nonprofits are being funded by corporations. For example, AT&T, their corporate giving program, they encourage their employees to give to various charities. One of those charities that they can give to is the Catholic Charities and the Jewish Family Association. These are some of these well-known charities that people think are great organizations that do good for our community, and 80% of the time they probably do. But they're behind this mess in San Diego and across our southern border. And so I think it's important that the American people know that these charities, in conjunction with major corporations, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, there's some culprits as well, they're funding this in conjunction with the United States government. So
you know, you used a phrase earlier, this is human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
This, because you're trafficking, you're helping people that do not belong in the United States, that are not here legally, you're trafficking them into the United States. Now, there's human traffickers that sell people into prostitution and even young girls. I've had some of the agents on that have worked in that field for 15 years. You have drug trafficking, but human trafficking, helping illegal immigrants on the other side of the border, referred to as coyotes. They traffic people to the border and help them cross over, and they're paid a fee, or they get a mark to pay a fee down the road with threats to their family, usually associated with it. And now this is the government, and now you're talking about charitable organizations organized with no fear of any type of accountability by the law involved in this business. Now, you're a congressman, you're a lawmaker. What happens when people break the law? What's supposed to happen?
They're supposed to be punished, and the law breaking is supposed to stop. And so we're shining a light on this. You and I both know who runs things in Washington right now, and there's not a lot of hope with Nancy Pelosi in charge. But I think it's important that people know that Marriott Hotels, for example, seems to be okay with one of their Sheratons in San Diego being shut down, funded by the government, and run by nonprofits that are trafficking humans. If Marriott Hotels is not okay with that, then why does this continue to happen? I'd love for Marriott to come out and say that they're against this and shut that hotel down.
Quick break. We'll come back more on the other side with Congressman Lance Gooden of Texas and investigative reporter, editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com, John Solomon.
At 9 p.m., do you know where your president is?
I don't know.
Yep, he's sound asleep in his bed with not a care in the world. Must be nice, Joe. The rest of us will keep working. You're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, as we continue with the editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com, that's John Solomon, and Texas Congressman Lance Gooden is with us. John, let's talk more about the prototype packet and the groups that are involved here. I would assume, knowing you as well as I do, that you don't usually start with one story and stop. I would assume that you're probably going to find out which organizations are aiding and abetting in the law breaking, and probably you're going to request an interview with them. I would assume they're not going to want to talk to you.
Yeah, you know, remarkably, the group in San Diego that was part of this, they did talk to us, and they basically confirmed, hey, yep, we're working with Homeland. Yep, we're doing that. Yep, they're getting free hotels. Yes, we're moving across the country, and we think this is a righteous thing, and we want to get rid of the prevailing law in the land, which is the Remain in Mexico policy that a federal court has told Joe Biden he has to comply with. He's still not complying with it, but these groups are helping. They admit they're trying to help it. What we're doing right now, thanks to the good work that Congressman Gooden did, I don't think a lot of people realize this, to protect his constituents in Texas, he went all the way to California at his own expense with his staff, and he went and investigated and observed and brought this information back so the public can have it. He did old-fashioned gumshoe work. He deserves a lot of credit. We're following the money. We're going to identify every charity, every donor to those charities who are part of this so that the American people can see the entire ecosystem. And remember, we just had a tragic case in Florida. A young father died, killed, stabbed to death by an illegal migrant who posed, because he didn't have identity, as a minor. He was actually a 24-year-old man, Honduran man. He got into Florida, he got to his sponsor family, and he killed the father of that family. Everybody in the chain of that person's destination to getting to Florida should be held accountable. We're working on that as a project with several reporters right now.
Unbelievable. John Solomon, incredible work. Congressman, please keep us in the loop and let us know any developments you get on your end. We appreciate you bringing it to our audience's attention.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
800-941-SHAWN, toll-free number.
Quick break, right back. Hey, there's still a lot more ahead on the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Stay tuned for more right after news on this station. You are listening to the best of the Sean Hannity Show.
Exposing left-wing media bias. No stone left unturned. The Sean Hannity Show is back on the air.
All right, 25 till the top of the hour, toll-free. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. We just had the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and every year, every hour on this radio program, we play a song. It's called There She Stands. It's written, composed, and sung by our friend Michael W. Smith. He's been a part of our Freedom Concert tours, been a very dear friend for many, many years. The thing that I love about Michael W., he's a Christian contemporary singer. He's been way ahead of the curve of an explosion in the music industry, and that's contemporary Christian music. And you know, if you look at places like, you know, Hillsong and the music that they have there, it's become extraordinarily popular. He's led the way and opened the door for so many people. The movie is being released today, and it also has a book companion to the film released today, and it's in theaters nationwide, and it's called The Jesus Music, a visual story of redemption as told by those who live it. Now, it's bringing the history of this phenomenon known as contemporary Christian music to life. I mean, you have all these anthem songs that have emerged. I can't even begin. I can only imagine by Mercy Me and Michael W. songs and, you know, Waymaker and Reckless Love of God. And I can go on and on. These are amazing songs. And some nights I just put on YouTube on my big screen TV and I just watch them all. And many nights I just watch Michael W., you know, put on a concert. Every Christmas, he often goes out with Amy Grant, puts on the best Christmas tour of any. In the movie, they have Michael W. Smith singing America the Beautiful. It's an incredible rendition. I want to play some of it for you.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grace.
So every 9/11, we play it our radio version and we do a TV version at night. And I write Michael every year and he's very gracious. I said, do you mind if you're supposed to get the rights to play these things, right? Some people are such pains in the neck. It's ridiculous. The thing that I know about Michael, there's been only a couple of people in my life and I don't know why. And I was raised Catholic. I'm now a non-denominational Christian. My faith means more to me now at this age and point in my life than it's ever meant. It's everything. You know, we're endowed by our, not a thing, the God, the creator of everything. And Michael has played a very instrumental role in helping me get there. But there are two people in my life that would call me and say, I just wanted you to know I was praying for you today. I'd be like, the first person that did it was Jerry Falwell Sr. You know, and I'm like, okay, hi, I'm just Sean, little old Sean Hannity over here at the talk show. You're probably wasting your prayers. I was been incorrigible my whole freaking life, and I cuss a lot, and I like to drink vodka and smoke e-cigs. I'm probably not the guy. I'm the one that needs the salvation Christian guy. And anyway, but that's where his heart is, and I know he does it for a lot of other people. And Franklin Graham, the same thing. Another amazing man. And this movement that Michael is really one of the great pioneers of, because he went out with Billy Graham for a long time, and it's now blossomed into an area where younger and younger people now are drawn to the church and drawn to faith. And I think there's a big, huge misunderstanding of what Christianity is all about. You know, people think, oh, you're a Christian, you're supposed to live the perfect life, et cetera. That's not my understanding of Christianity. My understanding of Christianity is, you know, you're flawed. You know, you fail. You know that you sin. You want to be better and you want salvation and you're asking for God's grace to get there. So, in other words, it's the antithesis of the way the media often portrays it. You know, there are corrupt people in every movement. Yeah, that's why I'm not a Catholic anymore, to be very blunt, because what I thought was institutional corruption that was pushed under the rug, and I felt it was evil. And does it mean every priest is? No, not at all. Do I still think the Mass is a beautiful thing? I do, actually. Anyway, Michael W. is with us now. How are you, sir?
Hey, Sean, how are you? Good.
Congratulations on the release of the movie, and the book comes out Tuesday, and that was an amazing version of America the Beautiful, and I do need to thank you publicly for allowing us to always use There She Stands every year and and rob your music company blind.
Well, well, thank you. I thought the video was incredible, but what you did with There She Stands This Year was amazing. And I'm excited about the film. I mean, I think it's going to be, I think, Sean, a lot of people are going to be surprised how this whole thing started. I think, you know, probably over 90% of the people who love this genre of music will be shocked to know that it was, you know, that it was born and birthed out of this late 60s. Of, you know, we think things are crazy now. Things were crazy back then. It was Vietnam, civil unrest, you know. We had
a lot of assassinations. Kennedy, Robert, and John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, right?
It was crazy. And then what happened, you know, these hippies, you know, I guess Hendrix died, Janis Joplin, Morrison, you know, all these heroes of these hippies, you know, started dying. And then they found out about some hippie preaching at a place called Calvary Chapel in Southern California, Costa Mesa. And the hippies started getting saved, and a lot of those hippies were doing music, and they thought, well, gosh, we don't want to change what we love. We've been radically changed by Jesus. Crazy. And so they just started changing the lyrics. And literally what was dubbed back then, which I think it still is, the Jesus music, they call it contemporary Christian music, literally just born. In 6 months, there were 12 bands. And all those records somehow made its way into my hometown of Canova, West Virginia in 1973, and it changed my life. And
you know,
so,
you really, I don't think you look at yourself this way. By the way, this guy never ages. I can't believe it. He's a grandfather, and he looks like he's 30. It's unbelievable. It's frankly annoying as your friend that, you know, I'm aging, my hair gets whiter every day. And but anyway, as a side note, but you really are one of the pioneers of this. And I know you've also been very instrumental in helping many young artists in the genre with their careers, giving them advice, how to handle fame. A lot of fame is not healthy. You know it, and I know it. Fame is not healthy. It's not normal. And a lot of people we both know don't handle it well. And you have handled it well, and you've navigated through these troubled waters. And look at the movement that has grown into today. You played a big role in that. And I don't know if you really understand the role you played, but you were like one of the first. And Billy Graham recognized the power of your music early on, and you went on many crusades with him. And look, I'll say this. I do radio and TV, but the power of music is on a power 100 times more powerful. I don't make people cry. I look out at when you're doing a concert, and I look in the audience, and you're touching people's hearts in ways that I can never touch them. And you're changing their life.
Well, thank you, Sean. I mean, I really do believe that music is the most powerful universal language in the world. I mean, I say that in the movie, how a 3.5-minute song can completely change somebody's life for the good. And God knows we need a force of positivity in the climate that we're living in now, especially here in America. It's just insane, you know. But I think when things kind of get rocky and people, there's fear and all that sort of thing, I think people start to go, maybe this thing really is true. Maybe I'm not here by mistake. Maybe there really is a place for me, you know. And no pun intended, people trying to find their place in this world. And you know what? They're trying to fill this hole that I think it can only be filled with one thing, and that's Jesus, you know. And this music,
by the way, Place in This World is one of Michael's breakthrough crossover, one big crossover hit that made it into, you know, onto contemporary music stations. You know, I'm really dying to see this movie, and it's put out by Lionsgate, and I like Lionsgate a lot. And I had one little foray into this world. It's hard, and I'm proud of what the product that came out, Let There Be Light. I think you saw it. I don't think it's gotten out even completely. I think the growth potential is much larger than maybe even both of us imagine today. Because as things go bad, people start looking inward for answers, don't they?
They do, absolutely. And that's
pretty bad, right? Michael. It's not the best of times, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not. It's pretty ugly, you know. But I think in the midst of all that, I mean, this is not the first time that we've been in trouble. I mean, obviously it's we're obviously in 21, and it's a whole different deal. And what's happening in D.C. it's insane. I'm with you on that. But I mean, we've been through hardships through centuries and thousands of years, you know. So the good news is I know how the book ends. I know how the story ends. That's the good news. But my hope for the movie is that people are going to go see this documentary. It's powerful. I mean, it's really powerful. And they're going to go, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. And you're going to have a whole new generation of people. I'm hoping tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who will discover this music, and it will be life-giving and life-changing for them.
How do you find out what movie theaters this is now in? Because it's in movie theaters tonight.
Yeah, well, I think it opened up in 200. I think it was a little over 250, and I think it'll increase probably next week to 500. You just have to, you know, just have to Google your city. You know, I'm sure it's all in the major cities, and I'm getting calls left and right going, gosh, where can I see this movie? It will go to Hulu and streaming here in December. But, you know, this week and the next month here is the big moment for people to get out in theaters to see it.
And I know people now are going out more than ever, and they're glad to. And tell us how the Newsboys roll in all this.
Yeah, they were a big part in this movie. You know, Toby Mac, Amy Grant, Kirk Franklin. That's some really, really, really great moments. But, yeah, Michael Tate, he's a great friend, and they all did a great job. I think what makes what makes this so appealing is that this is just not all the good and all this is the really great stuff that happens with Christian music. These artists get vulnerable.
So JesusMusic.movie, if you want to look at one of the official websites, in theaters now everywhere, and it's going to be all over the country by next week. You know, it's an amazing, did you ever think you'd be at this long and that it would experience this exponential growth? We only have about a minute left.
Well, you know what? Not really, Sean. I mean, I just take it a day at a time. I mean, I cut that first record back in 82 and was grateful I got to do one record and thought, man, this is my dream came true. And here I am 36 records later. I'm sort of pinching myself every day. And I'm a grateful man. I've survived success, which is probably one of my greatest achievements. Thank God for a great wife and a great prayer group and great friends, you know, walking this thing out. And as you said earlier, I think that's probably one of my roles in the future is just to father people, to try to help guide them through this crazy thing called celebrity and trying to walk through the whole fame thing and be able to just keep your head on straight and just finish well.
Well, I urge everybody, it starts this weekend, tonight actually, and it's called The Jesus Music. It's about the contemporary Christian music explosion in the country, a documentary film, and a visual story of redemption told by people like Michael and others that have lived it. It's kind of like I Can Only Imagine was a great movie. I just don't know why they put a faked up Michael W. Smith in there when they could have gotten the real Michael W. Smith. That's that was my only complaint about the movie. But anyway, it shows the power of music to change people's lives, something you've been doing your entire career, and to be able to call you a friend is an honor.
Well, I'm feeling as usual, Sean. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Information download. Sean Hannity and the breaking news you might have missed today with Sean's insider information. Sean Hannity.
That's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, Fox News. Please set your DVR. The battle over the budget, Democrats in disarray, civil war in the open. We'll have full coverage. Larry Kudlow, Jason Chaffetz, and Ryan Priebus. The disaster at the border. Now we're expecting 400,000 more people in October alone, according to Mayorkas himself. Illegal immigrants that they're just going to open the door to? Anyway, Dana Lash, Pete Hegseth, Sarah Carter at the border, Leo Terrell, and Clay Travis. It's all coming up tonight, 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Fox News, Hannity. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. We never forget you make the show possible. When we come back, more of the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Stay tuned. hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.